the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus answered, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. For the past 10 years, I lived at St. Gerard Rectory in San Antonio. And every day, as we walked to celebrate weekday masses, we'd walk past a statue at the entrance of the chapel, a very special statue, a statue of St. Francis. And it's this very special one because it is the legendary story about Francis and the wolf. And the story goes that the people of the town of Gubbio in Italy were being terrorized by a wolf that lingered around that town, attacking animals and later on attacking the human beings. But Francis one day said, "I am going to go out and meet that wolf." And so he did, and as he walked into the forest, the wolf came charging at him with the jaws wide open, ready to attack. And there was Francis, the story goes, holding up the cross and giving a blessing to the wolf. And then he talked with the wolf, sat down, and the wolf put his paw upon Francis's hand. And Francis talked to that wolf, saying, "Now let us be at peace with one another." That was the statue, was at the door. And the story, legendary or real, made no difference because it told us about St. Francis himself. Francis, who was a man of peace, a man filled with joy, a man filled with freedom. And that statue at the entrance of the church was given to us by Father Alton Carr's family, given to their son, and as he celebrated 50 years of priesthood. Father Alton Carr, you know, Father Peter knows who he is, man from San Antonio, a very peaceful person and a very humble person. And that statue given to him by the family represented not only St. Francis's peace, joy, and freedom, but it reflected certainly the life of Father Alton Carr. For Francis was a man who saw God present everywhere, and even in nature around us, he saw God. And he would call him brother, sister, whatever. The birds would fly around, and he said, "My sister birds, my brother the sun, my sister the wild animals." He saw God present in all creation around him, and he heard the voice of the Lord speak to him, "Repair my church." And so he took up his hammer and saw, began repairing churches. But then he came to realize that the Lord was calling him to a greater level, and that repairing the church is repairing the people, the faithful people of the church. And so he founded a religious order, the Francis Friars Minor. And now anyone who recognizes St. Francis' rule and follows his rule are called Franciscans. And so today we come to celebrate his feast day, and we can do it by becoming those instruments of peace, instruments of joy, of love, and forgiveness for one another.